This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We haven't seen this lady for a little while. She's been a little busy, and I think you're a trooper that you even will be coming to work today. But good morning, Katrina Rowe.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I am fine, but tell us about your week.
Well, yesterday I spent most of the day at the children's hospital. It turned out that Bertie actually had tonsillitis, and which is actually a good diagnosis and quite a relief. But while everything went really well, I always find that I'm absolutely exhausted and drained after a day at the children's hospital. I think as a parent, you just can't help being a little bit anxious while you're waiting. So when I got home yesterday, I did something that I hardly ever do, and I just went out for a walk all by myself, completely childless, husbandless, everything, to recharge the batteries, which was really nice.
I'm guessing it was. Tell us more about this.
Yes, well, it was really lovely just to have 20 minutes of peace and quiet, especially after a day of quite full-on caring for a sick kid. I think a lot of us who are parents don't do this stuff really enough, you know, like looking after ourselves, I guess. But I had this really interesting moment where I was trying to cross the road at this busy roundabout. Now, it's not actually a pedestrian crossing, but it's one of those little pedestrian islands where you can kind of walk out into the middle. And anyway, I just stood there for ages before I could get across the road. And it occurred to me that for the past 3.5 years, I've always crossed at that point with either a pram or a toddler on a tricycle. And cars just stop for you and wave you across when they see that you've got a young child. And it was quite a bizarre experience to realise that without that pram, without that kid accessory, no one really stops.
So you think people are just basically nicer when you have a young kiddie with you?
Well, I do. I think that children and babies can break down a lot of barriers. I mean, you go out with a baby and you suddenly find yourself, you know, having sympathetic conversations with total strangers in lifts and toilet queues and parents' room. People sort of call this the secret mother's club or whatever. It usually starts with a smile and just a simple comment like, oh, he's teething, or, oh, gee, she looks tired. And then you have this instant bond. But actually, I've realised it's not just a mother's club. Often it's grandparents or aunties who come in as well, and they'll say, oh, I've got a little granddaughter that age, and she does that too, or she loves Dora or something. And then you add into the mix of that, if you just add in something like, say, a fairy dress, or maybe a painted face, or a big ice cream cone, and suddenly everybody you pass is smiling at you and making these little comments like, are you going to eat all that? And I just think people are friendlier and more helpful to people with babies and kids.
Sometimes the opposite's also true. Some cafes and shops can be a little less enthusiastic about welcoming children.
Yeah, there is always, they're usually in fashion stores or places that sell those delicate little homewares. You kind of get the dirty looks, and it's usually from someone who's either really young or kind of much more senior, and they just over it. But look, I think it's getting better, and more cafes and things now are welcoming, and they're bringing you colouring in books and pencils. I guess what really got me thinking about this whole topic yesterday was my day at the hospital. I think if people are friendlier and more helpful when you have children, I mean, you can totally double it when you have a sick child. Like yesterday, honestly, Aaron, people were opening doors for me. They were offering to help with my bags. They were offering to watch my child while I went to the bathroom. And it wasn't just one person. It happened repeatedly that people would smile and just offer to help. And, like, normally in Sydney, there just isn't that culture of talking to strangers, let alone actually offering help. But I think in a place full of sick kids, you know, suddenly everyone was a good Samaritan. It was such a nice experience. And I just think it's really nice how kids can have the capacity to bring out the best in adults.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And that works with the blokes too, even just the simple, you're out of the shops and you've got the kids with you. If there's another bloke who's got kids as well, it's an instant way that you'd be able to talk to them. You just sort of can, it's that secret kind of bond or something.
And I'm glad to hear that you've experienced it too, because I find it all the time at the shops.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's otherwise you probably wouldn't. You might make, even if making eye contact probably is going too far, and sort of a nod of the head or whatever, but all of a sudden it's okay to have conversations with strangers.
Especially if you've both got a kid on your shoulders or a kid in your trolley.
Absolutely. And you're chasing one through the shopping centre. Which
or
happens.
At the park. I mean, at the park. Yeah. You know, it's amazing how parents all talk to total strangers at the park.
Yes.
It's just normal.
Well, we've experienced it, but have you experienced it? Have you experienced this goodwill that Katrina's talking about, and even more so with a sick child? Did cars stop more readily when you're pushing a pram? Have total strangers even offered to help you at the airport? That'd be interesting if they have, or a train station or a hospital. Have you found yourself exchanging those kind of knowing smiles with other mums or dads, and having conversations with strangers in the lift or the parents' room that you probably generally wouldn't have a chat to? Love to hear from you.
I think, Aaron, the flying with a baby is a big one. When you fly on your own with a baby, you know, that's when no one can be too helpful, yeah.
Yeah, well, I wonder. If you've had a good experience on a flight with a child, please call. We'd love to hear it. 1-300-40-2020. Thank you so much, Katrina.
All right, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, and you too. We'll speak to you after nine, and you are a trooper for coming in after the couple of days you've had. 1-300-40-2020. Love to hear from you this morning.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.